Let's enjoy today's message by Sam Adeyemi.
Hebrews 11, verses 15 to 16. Remember, we're sharing on opportunities. All of us are going to read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 15 and 16. If you're there, let's go. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now, they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So we're sharing on recognizing opportunities. Recognizing opportunities. We have said that opportunity is an appropriate or favorable time or occasion. An opportunity is an appropriate or favorable time or occasion. Opportunity also means a situation or condition favorable for the attainment of a goal. Remember our emphasis. See, opportunity is a situation, an occasion, an event. Opportunity happens in time. In fact, time is opportunity. And because there is no one alive who does not have time, there is no one that does not have opportunities. No human being. You only have people who do not recognize their opportunities, or you have people who, though they recognize their opportunities, they misuse their opportunities. Some don't take advantage of their opportunities because of their inaction, their complacency. Anyway, we want to deal with it from the root. And the critical factor here is the recognizing. We said recognition happens when what is outside you matches with what is inside you. So, we want to explore this a little better. Recognition is a matter of perception. Perception is how you see, how you interpret phenomena. Like we hear so often, if you pour water into a glass, halfway through a glass, some people will look at it and say that the cup is half full. Some others will look at it and say that the cup is half empty. In life, some people focus on fullness, some others focus on emptiness. Some focus on abundance, others focus on scarcity. Some focus on problems, others focus on solutions. The starting point, you know, for recognition is your ability to see and what you have the tendency to see. It's important. If you have the tendency to see problems or to see what is negative, you need to deal with it from the inside. The problem is not outside, the problem is inside. So, to develop the ability to see favorable situations or conditions, we must be positive, because the word favorable is positive. If opportunity is a favorable occasion, that's positive. So if you will develop the capacity to recognize opportunities, you need to be an optimistic person. You need to be a positive person. Okay? If it's favorable, then it speaks of possibilities. And that brings me to a word that is very important to us, the word faith. The word faith. You want to develop capacity to recognize opportunities, You need to walk in faith. You need to be a person of faith. You need to be someone who believes in possibilities, someone who believes that miracles happen. In Mark 9:23, Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes." You see, belief and possibility go together. You want possibility thinking? Believe. Walk in faith. And that's why Hebrews 11:15-16 is instructive. It says, "And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. If they had filled their minds with the past, they would have recognized opportunities for going back to the past." Reminds me of a story that we've shared before about what happened in the United States a long time ago when there was the gold rush in the western part of the U.S. and people were moving from other parts of the country down there. And there was this group of people that came by a particular town, and they were thinking of settling there. There was an old man at the entrance to that town. So they spoke to the old man and then told him they came believing that they could prosper, thrive well there. But they said, "We want to know the kind of people who live in this city. What kind of people live here, sir?" The old man asked them, "Where you are coming from? What kind of people were they?" They said, "Sir, they were terrible people. They were liars, gossipers, slanderers, very violent people, and all that." The old man said, "You know what? The people here are exactly the same." So they moved on. Another group of people came, asked the same question. The old man also asked them, "Where you are coming from? What kind of people were they?" He said they were really nice people, very loving, very friendly. It was very difficult leaving them behind. The old man said, "You know what? The people here are exactly the same." Very wise old man. He knew that most people cannot get the past out of their thinking. And if you don't do, you will superimpose your past on your future. The result, you will end up in the past. He said, if these people had filled their minds with where they were coming from, they would have had the opportunity to return. Let me read it from the Amplified Bible. It says, if they had been thinking with homesick remembrance of that country from which they were emigrants, they would have found constant opportunity to return to it. Isn't that interesting? In other words, it would have been part of their lifestyle. Everywhere they turn, it's opportunity to return to poverty. Opportunity to return to failure. If your mind is filled with scarcity, it's only scarcity you will recognize. If your mind is filled with failure, I've written that exam 5 times. If that's what fills your mind while you are going to write this exam, you've already predicted what the result is going to be. So opportunity comes with recognition. But for us, our recognition has to be built on faith. We have to expect to see in the physical what we saw already in the spiritual. Am I right? Whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. In the place of prayer, move from scarcity to provision. From scarcity to abundance. While you are praying, something needs to change. Jeremiah 33:3, God said, "Call unto me, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know." The first place where prayer changes our circumstances is in our thinking. It's in our imagination. It's in our dreams. Okay? Habakkuk 2:1. I will set myself on the rampart. I will set myself on the watch. I will call the Lord out. He said, and the Lord answered me and said what? Write the vision. You must have a dream of a better tomorrow. Amen. See, so if your mind is filled with the future, you will recognize opportunities to get there. Anyone who wants to develop capacity to see opportunities for improvement must be someone who believes that life can be better than where he or she is. It doesn't matter how successful you have been, it can be better. I said it can be better. God has something better for us. The path of the just is like a shining light. It shines more and more. It shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. This is not the best you there could be. Did I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Before you realize it, where you are now will grow stale. We need to move forward. So he says, if they had been thinking with homesick remembrance, it's remarkable how we can be sentimental about the past. And the unfortunate thing, the part of the past that we're sentimental about sometimes is poverty. It's not good to be used to a bad thing. You can develop a taste for poverty. Taste for bad things. You know how difficult it is to change your diet? That's how it is, I'm telling you. our spiritual palates, sometimes, taste buds, have been developed to enjoy poverty. You need to retrain your taste buds. It's not good to enjoy a bad thing. You can get used to it. These people said, if they had been thinking with homesick remembrance of that country from which they were emigrants, they would have found constant opportunities. Everywhere they turned, they would have recognized opportunities to go back. Verse 16, but the truth is that they were yearning for and aspiring to a better and more desirable country. Somebody say with me, my tomorrow will be better. It says that he is a heavenly one. For that reason, God is not ashamed to be called their God, even to be surnamed their God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For he has a city prepared for them. There's a place prepared for you.
Yeah.
It is better than where you are now.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You want to recognize opportunities? You got to have a dream. A dream of a better tomorrow. Sometimes, some people who were in your past can't make it into your future. They don't fit. Let it go. Relationships. Sometimes opportunities. In fact, sometimes even success. It may fit in the past, but it does not fit in the future. What you fill your mind with will determine the opportunities you see. Genesis 13, verses 14 and 15. God told Abraham, lift your eyes, northward, southward, eastward, westward. He said, as far as your eyes can see, so I will give to you. What you see is what you get. Not just what God sees for you. What you see. So it's so important that we walk by faith. And faith comes by revelation. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. Good. So we need to focus. Remember again, 2 Corinthians 5, 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Good. One other thing that is important to help our recognition is preparation. Preparation. Because people say that success, or what some people call quote unquote luck, is what happens when opportunity meets preparation. And I'll take that from two dimensions. First, the heart issues, like character, or we call it character. See? When you take time to develop your capacity for love, your capacity for self-discipline, okay, because that drives everything else, the self-control. And God gives us opportunity to do that at small levels. When the opportunities show up, or when we are tempted, trials and temptations, negative circumstances, only tend to bring out what is inside us. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2. God allowed you to go through this terrible wilderness that he might test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would obey his commandment or not. If we have taken time through the help of the Holy Spirit to develop character, to develop self-discipline, temptation, though it comes as an opportunity for failure, it becomes an opportunity to triumph over Satan. Jesus took time to develop self-discipline. Hebrews 5:8 says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. When the devil tested him, it was an opportunity for victory, for triumph over Satan. You will not fail.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. So when, and during the conference, we were talking about Saul, a man who had the opportunity to lead a country, something that was not part of his dreams or goals. But the one thing that did him in was his lack of capacity to trust God. Every Christian will run through the test where God will check whether you can trust him absolutely or not. You will have options to get what God wants you to get, but through funny means. You will have opportunities. And sometimes the most alluring, the most inviting opportunities, the easiest ones will be the wrong ones. We will have opportunities to use gimmicks. We will have opportunities to lie. We will have opportunities to deceive people. But they are all tests. The day God wanted to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be a king, all the older ones failed. Whenever Saul said, this is the guy, God said, no, I've tried him, he failed. People don't know when God is testing us. They asked for big money, they didn't know God tested them with the small one. What you do with small money is exactly what you will do with the big one. Okay? I pray again in the name of Jesus Christ that you will not fail. You know, Jesus told Peter, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, with small money, with small positions, small opportunities, you will not fail.
Amen.
You won't fail the character test.
Amen.
So, the state of the heart will determine how we perceive situations and circumstances. Some things that look like opportunities are not opportunities. They are not opportunities for success. They are opportunities for spiritual failure. If we've developed character, we'll be able to recognize them. The other part to it is skill. Skill. When you are trained and you have developed expertise in an area, it helps you to develop opportunities to solve problems and to add value in that area. If you've been trained, let's say as a mechanic, you can repair cars. Just by listening to the sound of the engine of a car, you can tell whether it has a fault or not by the training. Skill helps. Skill helps. You've been trained as a fashion designer. You'll be the first to spot a missing button on someone or wrong colors applied. So, preparation. The person who has a plan, the person who has goals, the person who develops strategies, they are always better positioned to recognize opportunities. I'm running out of time, but I'll add just one more. I call it flexibility. 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 One of the things that robs us of the opportunity of recognizing opportunities is bias, prejudice. All men are the same. You will miss your husband. Don't mind them. All women are the same. Your wife will be sitting right next to you in the service and you will not see her. All Igbo men are the same. And you are praying. That's how it works. Bias, prejudice. In Acts chapter 10, Peter the apostle was about to miss a powerful opportunity for ministry that nobody ever had before, that no other disciple had. He was going to miss it. God wanted Gentiles to hear the gospel. Until then, it had not happened. But God knew Peter, that Peter was prejudiced. That's why God brought that large sheet, had all kinds of animals on it, and said, Peter, eat. Peter said, Lord, I have never. See, be careful with that word never, because it will blind you to some of your best opportunities. Because some of your best opportunities come outside the box. They come outside the range of what you are familiar with. When something comes up that you are not familiar with, don't let your first response be never. I have never. When I hear someone say, I can never, I've seen someone that will miss some opportunities. Me? I can never. Fine. So when God brings some of your opportunities disguised in that way, you won't recognize it. Me? I can never marry a light complexion woman. Have you noticed they're the ones that are usually possessed? I sense something coming. Have you read the book Who Moved My Cheese? One of the principles there, they keep moving the cheese. See, the factors that create success today are not likely to be the factors that will create success tomorrow. Even Abraham, God told him to leave what he was familiar with. So you have to be willing to take risks. You have to be willing to work with things you are not familiar with if you are going to recognize and exploit the opportunities God is bringing for you. I sense some things coming. They may not be what you are used to, but they will come to announce breakthrough you have not been used to. Did I hear you say amen?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I prophesy for you revelation.
Amen.
Capacity for revelation.
Amen.
Receive capacity for open eyes.
Amen.
You will see things, opportunities you never saw before. And it will begin with the things that have been hanging around you that you did not recognize. There are relationships around you, God ordained, but nobody understood what those relationships were meant for. I prophesy the activation of relationships for progress. He has turned the key. The door may still look closed, but the next time you turn the handle, I prophesy by the Spirit of God, you will open up to new dimensions. New dimensions of increase. New dimensions of provision. New dimensions of supernatural promotion. You made a phone call yesterday, it didn't work. Opportunity is a favorable time. This is your favorable time. One phone call will produce results it didn't produce before. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the person in this service who doesn't have a personal relationship with God. Honest person who says, Pastor, pray for me. My relationship with God is not okay. That is one of the most important opportunities any human being will ever have. That Jesus died on the cross for the sin of every single person. Every human being was born a sinner. Everybody knows that. We're not taught to sin. But God provided the solution even before we recognized the problem. All we need to do is to ask him to forgive us. So I want to pray for that honest person in this service who says, Pastor, pray with me. There's no point lying. My relationship with God is not okay. I want God to forgive me my sins. Can you please put your hand on your heart where you are? Perhaps you've been a Christian before. You've said this prayer before, but you have backslidden into sin. You know it. God knows it. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Can you please also put your hand on your heart? If you're watching on the internet, please also put your hand on your heart as we pray together. God bless you. If you're here or in the overflow, your hand is on your heart, or you know you should be a part of this prayer, take advantage of this opportunity. Can you please stand by your chair where you are? We'll be done in maximum 1 minute. I want us to pray together. God bless you, sir. God bless you. You didn't come here by accident. God brought you here. It's an appointment with destiny. If you're standing, please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing me. In Jesus' name, let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters who are standing. They are responding not just to the voice of a man, but the voice of your Spirit in their hearts. Thank you because their sins are forgiven. The power of sin is broken over their lives. Today is a day of transformation for them, and you will teach them to know you personally. In Jesus' name. Thank you for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters who are standing. They are responding not just to the voice of a man, but the voice of your Spirit in their hearts. Thank you because their sins are forgiven. The power of sin is broken over their lives. Today is a day of transformation for them, and you will teach them to know you personally. In Jesus' name.